Rise and shine, Atlanta. Atlanta? Atlanta. Everybody, the morning shift's back. Yeah. All right. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Swib Billy. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Penix. And you got to say it, Dylan. People ratted you out yesterday that you didn't. And she is the founder of Allie's Army, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of tofu, and straight off an airplane from Las Vegas, Miss Allie Mack. And you heard me mention him earlier. He's our producer. He's our fill-in. He's the most vanilla man in radio and makes the most awkward wave. You make me uncomfortable when you wave. I'm ignoring you waving in my background, Dylan. We are the morning shift. And you're back.
The most vanilla, but the most positive. I want to throw that out there because it's Monday morning.
Definitely
he's just
is.
Like, let's go. He's always happy.
And I'm like, Dylan, shut up.
I think yesterday,
this Monday morning, I don't need that.
I think yesterday was the first. Was that the first time you and I have just worked together alone on a show? Because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. But I had a blast doing it, though.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Obviously, out there at Falcons training camp, Dylan and I yesterday for a few hours, man, getting to catch up with the fans. The only thing that stinks about doing a show from 9 to 1 is you don't get to watch practice.
Oh, yeah,
you know what
I mean?
Yeah. Like, I'm literally, Dylan and I are turned around looking through the weight room windows, through the weight room garage doors out to the field to see if we can catch anything. I did walk away for just a minute to be able to catch a little bit of practice, and I saw a fight. So that was good. Seemed to be kind of the theme of the day.
But they're out there scrapping for you, Mike.
Let's not bury the lead. How was Backstreet Boys?
Man, we're going to get into all of this in the Mac drop today.
Your face just lit up so much. I love it. Like, man, yes, it's good.
Yes, Backstreet Boys. Absolutely insane. It was 24 hours ago. I was thinking, I'm going to be on air this time tomorrow, and I was not asleep yet. So it was kind of a whirlwind of a weekend, and Vegas tried to keep me, y'all. Like, I almost didn't get home yesterday, but I made it, got in the driveway at 8:10. So I'll fill you in on all the Backstreet Boys stuff, but I'm
love
just
it.
Telling you, if you're in trouble with, like, your girl at all, take her. You know, like,
wow.
Just if you have an anniversary coming up, take her, birthday, something, take her to the Sphere. It's absolutely incredible, and I'm not paid to say that.
Wow. So maybe you should be.
Maybe I should be. Let's work on that. Well, coming up at 6:20, like you mentioned, Mike, you and Dylan were out at Atlanta Falcons training camp. You got to talk with Chris Lindstrom. We're going to replay some of that audio. 8 a.m. today, wake up call. This is where we take your questions. We are doing wake up call a little bit different now, where we just want to answer your questions that you have about Falcons training camp, maybe the Braves. So get them in via Twitter, X. You can always call in. Again, we'll take those calls at 8 a.m. today. And like you guys were just talking about, I kept seeing rumblings of scuffles coming out of training camp. So what was going on?
Well, they were fighting, Allie. They were aggressive. They're aggressive. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Well, they were fighting, Allie.
It's to me, it feels rare when you you see fights without pads on, right? Normally, they wait till they get the shoulder pads on, and there's a little bit of hitting, and somebody accidentally goes to the ground, even though they don't want them to, and that's when they fight. I saw something Thursday, and I don't know if it was Ramondi or Josh Kendall or even D-Led that reported that they saw Storm Norton and James Pierce talking.
This is Josh Kendall because I was standing next to him.
And so, like, supposedly, and I was a little bit further away, but you could hear James Pierce saying, "That ain't it, bro. That ain't it." And I noticed that interaction. I couldn't hear, but I noticed it, and I was like, "That's interesting. That's gonna that's something to watch because that's gonna fester."
Yeah, always does.
And it definitely festered. But the other right tackle, I believe, is the one that it festered with, which was McGarry, right? And then
festered with a few people. It sounded like.
And then Bergeron steps in. And Leonard Floyd steps in, and you've got a little bit of a tussle. Young guys going hard and trying to push veterans early in camp always turns into a fight.
It's funny you bring up the Josh Kendall thing because I was standing there before that happened. I was standing next to Josh Kendall. We're talking about some position battles, and he actually joined the show with Dylan and I yesterday. He was good to talk to, but we were kind of watching some position battles. So I'm watching the far sideline, watching guys run in and out. And Josh Kendall kind of looks at me and he goes, man, was James Pierce just talking trash to Storm Norton right there? And I was like, I don't know. I missed it, man. Where is it? Where? And at that point, they had already, like, separated from one another. But that was, I mean, that was day one. Day one. And I asked Josh Kendall this. And I said, hey, man, if he was talking trash, do you like it? Do you like it just a little bit? And he was like, I was about to ask you the same question. He was like, I don't know. You know, it's like I like the competitive edge and I like the competitive spirit, but it's like a rookie.
It's a fine line.
It's like,
it's a fine,
boy, be careful.
It's a fine line.
That was a huge talking point on Thursday when we were out at Falcons training camp, was about how rookies should keep their heads down. Like, you just don't say anything. Don't really make yourself known. So is that surprising to you to see that happen?
I don't 100% agree with that on the practice field.
Yeah, I was going to say on the field's a little bit different.
Okay.
Yes, around the facility.
Kind of want to be noticed out there.
Around the facility, there's rookie hazings. Like, you know, they got to carry everybody's helmet or shoulder pads or your position player stuff, right? There's, you know, that's the lesser of what hazing, you know, no one's getting tied to a goalpost anymore, I think, or taped to it or whatever. But, yeah, there's an extent. But on the field, you should show that intensity. But also, the first day of training camp, the veterans are going to be like, dude, this ain't nothing. Like, we don't even have pads on yet. Chill out. Mm-hmm. But I do like intensity. I want James Pierce to bring an edge to this team on the defensive side of the ball. You want that. And that's who James Pierce has kind of been said to be. And he got a bad rap for it in college. But I think this is a lot like who he was in college, not, you know, and it probably some teammates don't like that.
I'm sure, yeah. Well, I can tell you the offensive line doesn't like it. And it was so funny. And I got to bring you guys in on one of the stories yesterday. So Dylan and I playing the Tyler Allgeier interview from Saturday on the show that we were doing yesterday. So I was like, hey, I'm going to use this chance to walk up the hill a little bit, check out some of our practice. And there was a family, like, getting a picture around, like, a Falcons sign. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, there's, like, two boys on one side and a little boy and a little girl on the other. And the dad and the mom are like, all right, squeeze in to take the photo. And haymakers start getting thrown on the field, like, behind him. And they're about to take the picture. I mean, just haymakers. And, like, all of a sudden, the crowd erupts. And it's like, fight! And one of the little boys, probably about 7 or 8 years old, he looks at his dad and he goes, Daddy, why are they fighting? And the dad goes, they fighting for the same reason y'all fight. Now get in the picture. And it's so true, dude. It's so true. They're fighting because they are around each other, and they are constantly hitting each other, and they are constantly leaning on each other. And one guy gets a shirt grabbed, and one guy's talking trash, and one guy gets a sack, and one guy, you know, maybe buries the defensive lineman as the defensive lineman trips going backwards. What, like, they're always around each other. It doesn't mean they technically don't like each other, although there's some of that as well. But yes, man, they are just always around each other. There's high stress levels right now. There's competition going on. And now, do I want James Pierce every day to show up and fight? No. And I think Jeff Olbrich kind of mentioned that yesterday in some of his comments. It's like, yeah, we love the competitive edge. Do we want it to come to a fisticuffs? No. Do we want a Donnybrook on the field every day? No. But those things are going to happen when you're competing at a high level. And that's kind of my biggest takeaway from it.
And I'm not reading into some of the detractors of, oh, this is, calling it a little bit bigger deal than it is and blowing it a little bit out of proportion, which I've seen a couple of writers that I read some of their stuff at, like, it's the end of the world. And it's not. If anything, I think a good fight here and there makes you stronger. I always feel like if you have a little bit of a, now, obviously, you break somebody's jaw, it's going to be bad for your relationship. But
yeah. Don't take the helmet off, man.
But a little bit of a tussle, a little bit of a disagreement, I think can strengthen a bond. And within reason, especially when you move on from things, as long as you don't hold a grudge. But, like, I want intensity. I tweeted yesterday, I'm here, give me all this energy. I'm sorry, but a first-round edge rusher, if – I'm not saying if he doesn't come in and get in a fight, then I have questions. But if he with a guy like Jalen Walker, to me and James Pierce are two different situations. Jalen Walker was the babe, the boy, everybody's all American. It was a heralded pick. James Pierce was a guy that's been doubted since the pick. Oh, it was too much. He came in with a chip on his shoulder. You know what? James Pierce plays with a chip on his shoulder. He did in college. I feel like you watch Jalen Walker, he plays aggressive, but that chip is not the same, okay? His chip on his shoulder is more of the Kirby Smart player that is everything. It's all controlled.
Yeah.
It's a controlled chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, it is.
James Pierce's is like, every once in a while, you're going to see me a little out of control, but that's how I function. I feed off negative.
It's funny because the first thing that I thought about, and the names start coming out, it's like the first one, I think Javon Gwynn, Matthew Bergeron, kind of a little bit. And then, you know, then there's the Caleb McGarry, I think it was Caleb McGarry, in the second one. But what's funny about when I hear Matthew Bergeron, Javon Gwynn come out of this, is, you know, my first thought is like, Javon Gwynn and Matthew Bergeron are not blocking James Pierce in practice right now. They're not. Like, they're not, like, eventually, okay, maybe there's like some kind of random pick stunt that you'll run way down the road and maybe they bump into one another. But this is just straight up being like, Matthew Bergeron and Javon Gwynn are both in what, year three now? And it's like, dude, they're veterans now. Like, they're going to go out of their way to seek you out if you're talking trash. And it sounded to me like they had a little bit of a dispute to settle on the other side of the line of scrimmage with whoever James Pierce was going at.
Well, don't get lost in it that when I hear Matthew Bergeron's name mentioned, I get the same good feeling that I do when I hear James Pierce in one. Because it almost, and from what it sounded like to me, was Bergeron was kind of late to the party.
Exactly.
But stepped in for his guy. You know, I got asked I got a message, like a DM or from our good friend Anthony, and he was like, hey, if Kyle Pitts goes off, will you pay him, blah, blah, blah. And I say no. You know why? Because Drake needs to be paid. You're going to have to pay Bijan. Matthew Bergeron is in year three of a four-year deal. He gets paid. Because you want to talk about the inconsistent play of the tight end, the left guard has been nothing but pretty consistent since he got here. And it was needed.
Keeps getting better, man.
We went from who's the left guard this year every year to Matthew Bergeron.
Well, we are only scratching the surface on everything that's coming out of Atlanta Falcons training camp. This all has me very excited that we're going to be back out there tomorrow. So coming up next, Mike and Dylan had some time with Chris Lindstrom. We're going to let you hear that audio. Apparently, he is a big fan of video games. So that is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.